views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, success for life's transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. You can catch us live on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday, or you can catch the archives at Transformational Talk Radio or MajesticInsights.com. You can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com, or my number is 503-400-4603. Check us out. You can join the email list, and we have gifts we give away each month. And any upcoming news or packages coming out, we'll let you know. And so today I have one of my favorite people. You've heard her with me before, Miss Corinne Alyssa. She was here with us and a couple weeks ago, and we did our happiness kit, which I'm still practicing. She has Rebecca.com and Goddess Speak. She's an author, a speaker, and a teacher. I just finished one of her programs of Intuition is Your Birthright through Rebecca University. But today's a special day. Today is a very special day because we are celebrating and learning about the new book that she is that is at publishing now. It's called Bare Bones. So I want to welcome our author, fabulous, wonderful friend, Corinne Alyssa.
Ah, thank you, Carrie. What a sweet introduction. It's always such a joy to be on with you.
So you tell them. Tell them, what is Bare Bones about?
Bare Bones. Bare Bones is subtitled The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee. And it is essentially Jesus's autobiography. He and I have worked together over a number of years to put this book together. And so it's the first 40 years of his physical lifetime in written in the first person. It's quite a read.
It is quite a read. I read it. It reads like The Alchemist. It's a beautiful story, and it heals you on all these different levels and dimensions. And every the feedback that I've gotten on it is that it really heals everybody. It challenges what we limit ourselves dimensionally into expanding into that frequency of love, and how he transitioned into it. It's a fabulous read.
Thank you. I really enjoyed putting it together. You know, we started writing it in 2010, so it's been over 5 years. But the book will be published, should be published by the end of the year, hopefully coming out before the Christmas push. So I'm happy about that.
Now, Corinne and I have this unique commonality that we, you know, Jesus, Yeshua, whatever your name for him is, but we channel him the same. Like, he's our buddy. We've done this our whole lives, and we just have the same fun, interesting relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. He's always comes to me fun and happy and never bleeding and dying.
And so
I love that about Corinne. I love that we carry that same message, and we have the same delivery system for it. And I believe what she channels from him after 40 years of channeling him myself, I believe it to be true. I believe it to be interpreted to people how they can handle it. And so, Corinne, tell them, how do you work with Yeshua directly and the process you went through while you were making this his story available to others?
Well, you know, it's as you just said, Carrie, it's very much the same way that you do it. I hear him. I see him with my mind's eye, with my intuitive eye. And working together was really great fun. It was like having him over my shoulder for these last 5 years. He would talk to me about the things that happened to him in his lifetime, talk to me about the people that he knew. Sometimes he would show me visions. I'd close my eyes and I would see like a movie in my mind's eye of the things that happened to him in his lifetime. And at other times, it would be like hearing someone talk. He would bring other people. For instance, I did have a conversation with Joseph, his father. I had several conversations with his wife, Miriam, and people will find out all about his wonderful wife in the book. She was a magnificent person too. And his brother, James, of course. I've been channeling James for as long as I've been channeling Yeshua, almost since the early 80s with James. So I had a lot of conversation with James, his brother. And it's just through the conversations, we went back and forth. He would tell me the what of his life, and I would wordsmith it into modern day English. So it was a lot of fun. It was just a joy. It's, now that we're going into publications, I actually miss that process very much because it was so fun and joyful.
Be careful what you wish for.
Indeed. The next 5 years on the sequel, you know. It's interesting too, because the James character and the different characters, the brothers and sisters and direct family of his life and their age differences and the differences of how women versus men behaved back then, and then the blend of the pagan and the Jewish tradition that morphed into something else that was unique to him. It's a great, great story. And mainly, too, I think it's important to Yeshua for people to understand that when he was a man, he was a man. And when he's a soul, he's still the personality of who he is. And where he is now, we're all invited to, you know, come. It's so amazing. So this process, you know, he kept telling you all this information, but when did you decide to put those secrets together and make a book?
That's a very interesting story. A great question, Carrie. You know, when I've known Yeshua since I was a child. He would sit with me and help me over very turbulent, difficult, traumatic childhood. And that's when we began our association. And in 2010, I had an emergency with my body that required an emergency surgery. I came through the surgery just fine, but I became non-responsive in the recovery room, and I had a near-death experience. The near-death experience was extraordinary, and we don't need to go into that, but when I came back from it, I had that same sense of, why am I here? I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in this life that I had as a child. And trying to figure out what it was that I came here to do. One day, Yeshua leaned into my ear and said, maybe this would be a good time to write that book I've been talking to you about. And so I said yes immediately, because it became very clear to me at that moment that that was the first thing I needed to do. That's what I came back here for at that time. And we started working right away. It was lovely. It was joyful. It brought that joy of life back to me.
It gave you something to be doing while you healed and stuff too. I actually suggest that a lot of people write for that same reason. And you, if it's their own message or a message from ascended master, I think it's a healing process to express yourself or express others, and just to get it out there. I think sometimes we're not safe enough to do that. But we're going to go to a break here in a minute. Corinne, tell them, what do we go to? Bare Bones Book. .com
That's it, exactly. Bare excuse me, B-A-R-E, Bones, B-O-N-E-S, book, B-O-O-K, .com, barebonesbook.com.
And that can keep you up. It's going to have a lot of avenues and things we can do to learn about how the new perception morphs with old perceptions and works for everybody. But we'll do that when we get back from the break.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hey, everybody. This is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio. And we're having a lovely discussion today with Corinne Alyssa, the author of Bare Bones. And, you know, we were just talking about her life and what pushed her to find you know, the next purpose, the ongoing reason to be here. And Yeshua or Jesus came to her and as her long friend and had her help him design this. What is it, a novel? Is that what it is, Corinne, a novel?
It's a nonfiction book, but it's written like a novel, yes.
It's written like a novel. It's a nonfiction book, but the story is so beautiful and such a big part of transformation in people's lives. And so I want to ask you, Corinne, when Yeshua comes to you when you're healing and helped you find your life purpose, which, by the way, Corinne, as Corinne for Rebecca and Carrie as Carrie for Majestic Insights, we also help people find their purpose, and often by channeling Yeshua, what he wants them to
Indeed.
Do. And so when you agreed with this to him, tell us why he wanted you to put out this particular information.
Well, he believes it's time. It's really time that there are a lot of people out there that want to know more about him. And it's time for them to see who he is, separately from religious myth and dogma that has grown up around his persona. He was a man. He was he was an important man, of course, but what I mean is he was influential in his time, and not just in our time. And the things that he did were astounding, but how he got to where he could do these astounding things is what he wants people to see. He wants people to know more about who he is and why he's here and what his mission is, why he's still working with us in the world. He doesn't put religion down, but he puts dogma in its place. He doesn't believe dogma has a good place in our lives. And he contracted in his lifetime what he calls the living law. And that became a pillar of his work in the world, pillar of his teachings. So he wants people to move back to what he calls the living law, which is listening to that voice of the Creator that bubbles up from us inside. And so in helping us see more of who he was and why he came to that point in his life, then he's hoping that more of us can move into this higher vibratory space of listening to our inner voice.
So, you know, Yeshua's got the vibratory space going on. I mean, the man literally yes. ascended into the frequency of love. And, you know, you can read Alice Bailey and Al Dalkull's writings. You can read so many people's writings. But he seemed to have found the slip into that. So it's the frequency of love is what creates what's on this planet. And he is like embodied that somehow, and it's not just ascending into heaven and he went off to somewhere else. He's really still here in the essence of who he is.
He's still here. He's still alive. He has not died. And he doesn't know if he will ever die, if he will ever choose that. That doesn't mean that there isn't a part of his soul, a part of him, that has at some point in our nonlinear time frame, truly nonlinear time frame, that has ascended, and you can talk to him as an ascended master. But he is still here as a human being, as Yeshua, living his life with us on this planet. He walks with us. He is not an ascended master, the part that I'm speaking with, coming down and talking to us from some lofty place. He's speaking from absolute experience and understanding.
And encourages us to all do that. I mean, fundamentally, at Majestic, we're always teaching the heart-head connection. I mean, everybody you know, including myself, depending on what comes up, you know, your brain starts chewing up what your heart thinks and vice versa, and you start spinning out. You know, you just have to stop and get your heart centered and get your head centered. And then I have everybody put a timing belt around them like an infinity sign. Mm-hmm. But that is what he's trying to teach us. Use your heart and your head at the same time.
Yes.
It seems simple, but it's really complicated in that no one's doing it all the time. And so and that's the quickest, easiest way to start living that truth. If Yeshua wants us to channel Creator direct through the own divine spark that's within us, then what better way than just start with step one, which is balance your heart and head, and step two, listen.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So
he wants
this
it
living
for all of
law,
us.
Is that what you're talking about? This living law that's, is that what you said it meant? This.
Yes, the living law is setting the dogma aside. He said, it's fine if we have dogma early in our life. It helps us teach us ethics and morals and gives us kind of a foundation and a stance. But he says at some point we have to set that aside and become our own law, and the living law that comes to us from the voice of our Creator, which we can tune into and be with 24 hours a day if we wish to, but at least every day, once a day or twice a day, whatever you can muster through whatever format you're going to bring that voice to yourself. He really feels it's important to set that dogma aside. And he lumps everything that comes to us as truth from the past as dogma. So he's not talking just about religion. He's talking about science. He's talking about anything that gives us a construct where we believe we know something absolutely, and it's without change. He says nothing is absolute and without change in this world that we live in, this third dimension. And so it's time for each individual person to set that aside and take on the voice of the Creator directly so that we can move through our lives more consciously. It's all about raising consciousness and raising our vibratory rate, our frequency.
Raising consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, some people call it the Christ consciousness or your higher self or whatever they see. But I think the lesson of world teachers, and we happen to be, you know, in the fifth root race, and he happens to be the world teacher for fifth root race, you know, and we had Buddha and other world teachers in previous times. This just happens to be his time to get through to us what he's trying to. And I think we're a little hard headed. He's been trying so long.
We're very hard headed. Yes.
We're still not getting it, but I think people are ready to get it. And I think what's interesting about this story, how it comes out, this nonfiction story, you know, there's going to be a lot of mud flying when people get their dogma challenged, whether it's their belief system or whether their fear of what's being said. And then there's a lot of people who, you know, we're not allowed to channel Jesus because they channel Jesus and they're the only ones that are allowed to do that. And there's a whole lot of buttons and people who are limited that aren't going to like it. And then there's going to be really expansive people who are welcome that they have some idea of what really happened, and that will morph into their own healing. But across the board, when it comes to bare bones and you read this book, you are not going to not be healed. I mean, that didn't sound right. You are going to be healed. You're going to be healed on multiple levels, whether your way to healing aggravates you or brings you peace. Mm-hmm. Across the board, this book is going to push your buttons towards something better.
Agreed. I had several rounds of test readers, and to the person, every person who has read this book has said it has healed them. It has riveted them. They have learned so much, and many of the test readers have gone back and read it a second time because they just couldn't get enough.
I remember when I finished reading it,
I almost like grieved it for a couple of days because I spent so much. It's a long book. I put so much energy in getting it read and transforming, and then it was done, and I was like, okay, now what? What am I supposed to do with my life now? It's like took me 3 days to press because I read it so fast. I just got on it, but it was a great experience for me. It healed me and opened me up in many ways. And even if you completely don't buy any of it, it's still a great read. It's just a fine piece of literature in all ways.
I'm so glad to hear that, Carrie. Thank you. Thank you for that comment. And, you know, Yeshua is here for everybody. He offers himself to every reader. He has promised me that he himself will come along with every copy of the book. So if you want to have a deeper relationship with Yeshua, he comes with the book. You will have that relationship. All you have to do is reach out your hand and he will be there with you.
As is always true. Corinne, tell them how to find out more about the book.
At barebonesbook.com, barebonesbook.com. And there's a lot of fun things to do at the website. There's a quiz you can take. You can download a free preview of the book, the first three chapters and the prefaces. You can read little bits about the book. It's a fun website.
Okay, we will be right back after the break.
Well, here we are again. I guess it must be fate. We've tried it on our own, but deep inside,
you got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Have you ever noticed that this reality doesn't actually work in a way that helps you thrive? I'm thrilled to announce that one of my good friends and colleagues, Dr. Glenna Rice, is bringing the incredible world of Access Consciousness to Seattle this December. You can register and learn more for the course that's coming up on December 4th by visiting drglennaevents.com. And when you're there, you're also going to find another event coming up in January that Gary Douglas is doing himself. So register now and wonder no more.
The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio, and I love that WBLQ, and Brian, our wonderful producer, he's so good.
And thank you.
You always make me so happy with your music. And today we have Corinne Alyssa with us. She's an author, teacher, intuitive healer extraordinaire, and we're talking about bare bones. And Corinne, for people who may just now be listening, tell them Bare Bones and what it is.
Bare Bones is subtitled The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee. This is, and if you don't know who Yeshua is known by many as Jesus. And this is his autobiography as he has told it to me over the years that I have known him.
And it's a great read. We were talking when we left for break about the controversy it's going to cause, because it will challenge the narrow people and it's going to expand some people. But it's going to heal everybody on some level, because like she was saying earlier, you get his presence with this word. This is his newest word coming out through one of his writers, the most modern day version of his story. And it tells us things that we were missing. Corinne, tell us some of the things that we're missing in what we learned. Some people may think they're secrets, you know, to Yeshua. They're just what happened. They're just facts to him. And tell us some of those things we didn't know about him.
Sure. Well, you know, first thing is when I wrote the book, I was actually surprised when we went into the real deep, minutiae of his life. I was quite surprised by how much of his life did follow the mythology or the dogma as it comes up through religion. And yet there's so much of his life that is as far from the dogma as you can imagine being. Some of those things have been hinted at by other people. His life was his life, and he has talked to people through the years. So there are many other authors who have brought bits of his tale forward. For example, he did, when he was 14 years old, he traveled to modern day Nepal, northern India, and studied at university there. And then from there went to temple and became a full Eastern adept. So he had the ability to manipulate his body, to manipulate his breathing, other body functions. He was fully trained in martial arts for defense and in yoga. He was an amazing person. When he finally came back to Galilee, he could do things that people in Galilee could only translate as miracles, which to him were actually regular third dimensional manipulations.
Training.
What he was able to do. So we go into that in great detail in the book. We talk about the different temples that he studied at and many of the things that he learned. He was away from Galilee for 14 years. He left when he was 14, came back when he was 28. Unfortunately, he arrived back in Galilee right after his father, Joseph, died. But Joseph had been the head of the David family, and Yeshua took that mantle on when he came back, became the head of the David family.
Now tell them what that means, because the book is just very enlightening in that way. You get to see how he interacted with, you know, different siblings. Sometimes, you know, you'd say, talk about Sister Sarah in the book. He may just mention it because he maybe didn't spend that much time with her in person, but that would like take me off because I'm, you know, intuitive too. I'd go off into her life and just see more and more. Mm-hmm. And so tell them a little bit about his family and what that means to be the head of a clan like that, and his brother, and how that worked with his brothers and sisters, and then his wife and her people.
Sure. Well, Joseph and Mary got married right while Mary was pregnant. She was a virgin when she got pregnant, and Joseph married her. He was much older than Mary at that time. And they did not consummate their marriage until a couple of years after they got married. After Yeshua was almost 2 years old before they consummated their marriage. And that's because Mary was so young. She was only 11.
And he was like Yeshua her guardian, wasn't he? Her guardian, yes, of sorts. And so he just respected her so much that he didn't want to, you
That's
know,
correct.
Go to her before she was ready to come to him.
That's exactly correct. And so when she finally woke up to her womanhood and came to Joseph, they consummated their marriage and very quickly began to create a family around Yeshua. He had two brothers and two sisters. James and Jude were the brothers, and the sisters, Sarah and Rebecca. No. Rebecca was Jude's wife.
Ruth.
So, Ruth, thank you. And he doesn't, as you say, he doesn't talk about Sarah and Ruth much. As Miriam said to me, if that was a product of the times, brothers grasped brothers and sisters grasped sisters. So he was really closest to his two brothers. Now, when Joseph left, Jude was the one that Joseph had been grooming to take over the family business. They were contractors. They did buildings, built buildings all around Galilee. And so Jude took over the running of the business. And James had become a monk. He had lived at Qumran, which is down by Jerusalem, at informally called the City of Salt. Qumran was called the City of Salt. And James came home back up to Galilee to be Yeshua's right-hand man, if you will. He sort of took care of things and helped. He was an ear when Yeshua needed to talk. He would talk through, give him help in making some decisions, and also took care of the planning when they would be on the road.
Argue with him about some decisions.
He definitely argued with him, yes. They were real brothers down to the bone.
The other thing I find interesting here that is, you know, everything, oh, Jesus was this poor carpenter, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking a compound, a family, a big family who is running like, you know, major construction projects of the time. Like they're in, yes, a town and they're doing some major projects. So this wasn't like some, you know, little carpenter shop that built teepees for donkeys. This was, right, you know, metropolitan construction sites of the time. So
that
they were,
correct,
they had means. They're from the line of David, and they have, and how he was allowed to come in as his mother had just a certain rank and his daddy had just a certain rank. And then when they, that's who they picked to be his supporters.
That is correct. Yeah, they were. Yeshua was Jewish, very, very much Jewish, and yet they were also Essene, which was a different sect. There were the Sadducees, the Pharisees. The Essene was another sect, and so the family was brought up in the Essene, but they were also a part of a splinter sect inside the Essenes called the Nazarenes, and the Nazarenes studied many traditions, not just the Jewish tradition. And the Nazareans believed themselves to be the people who would usher in the place for the new great teacher. They called it the great teacher. And so Yeshua was that being that they ushered in. And years of preparation came into Yeshua's birth. Mary and Joseph were both handpicked to be his parents.
Well, this is wonderful, exciting. Everybody go to barebonesbook.com to get on the mailing list to know exactly when we are going to get this out. And we'll talk about this more when we come right back from break.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in,
what does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. I'm really enjoying our conversation today with Corinne Alyssa, the author of the upcoming book, Bare Bones. And the book is so well written, and you'll have parts of the book, and then there's quotes, you know, from it, maybe from James or from Miriam or one of the important people in Yeshua's life. There'll be these little quotes. Tell us about these little quotes, and because every time I read one little sentence or a part or whatever part of a sentence that was these quotes, it always just took me out and healed me.
Like I would stop and pause, and I started looking forward to the little quotes as they were coming up.
Oh, yes. The quotes are, I think the quotes are one of the most wonderful parts of the book. Because if you step out of the story and you get the quotes are very teaching. That most of the quotes are either from Yeshua directly or from James, his brother, or from Miriam, his wife. Most of Miriam's quotes are about who Yeshua was to her or to the community. Most of James' quotes are about his relationship with Yeshua or what he observed during that time. Almost all of Yeshua's quotes come from his teaching. He's teaching something through his quotes. They are the majority of the quotes in the book, by the way, and they're just fantastic. Here's one. He says, banish any thought you have that affirms you are weak, less than, or otherwise without the ability to transcend all limitation. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's a
Yeshua
quote.
The way he says that, he's just saying, and when you say yes to him, he challenges you like that with a little quote, and then I'm a yes girl. I'm going, yes. And when that happens, I feel the healing happen. It's like he's doing instant healings. You read it, you say yes. And probably if you read it and didn't like it, it'd probably do something to you too. I'm a yes girl.
indeed, yes. I don't know. I imagine there will be some people who will find this book make them angry. He says that right in his preface. There's a 4-page preface to the book that is a direct quotes from Yeshua, what he wanted to say about the book. And he says in there that if you don't set your dogma aside and allow the book to speak to you, it can make you angry, very angry, because it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you in ways you don't even understand until you get into the meat of the book.
Okay, so this book is the autobiography of his life as a man, written in terrific prose. It's a nonfiction book that reads like a novel, but also it's got healing quotes. It's also got this fabulous, and since I know Corinne so well, I must say very laborious index where you can cross-reference everything. There's also maps and historical correlations, and there is an infinite amount of history because Corinne didn't just write it because he told her to. No. She like picked it apart. She references the history. She made it readable. I mean, she really has done an infinite amount of work. It's the research paper extraordinaire that she has put in here to validate and uphold the things that are going on in the book. So those people who are very well versed with the Bible and those stories, and the stories may be a little different, and they will have to make their peace with Yeshua on that. But it's historically correct.
Mm-hmm. Even the times there are things in it that might challenge what people believe about the past. I do have readers talk to me every once in a while about something. I had one reader call me one day and she said, how could it possibly be that Miriam's house was 2 stories? They didn't have 2 stories then. All houses were 1 story. And I said, well, no, actually, there were 2-story houses. It was a little bit more of an engineering trick for them. For the construction crews at that time. So it was a little more expensive, but there were definitely 2-story houses. In Jerusalem itself, there were actually many multiple-story buildings, 2- and 3-story buildings.
I think that was common in that time. You know, Pompeii and some of their history shows, they had several stories to use that space.
Yes.
Man is so funny. They have infinite amount of space and they stack each other up. I guess that's always been that way.
Indeed.
So tell us about time frames. When are we going to be able to purchase this? How can we get a preview of it or on the mailing list so that we are ready to purchase this book for the for Yeshua's birthday?
Absolutely. For our pretend celebration of his birthday anyway. He wasn't actually born in December, but we should probably, most of us already know that fact.
But that correlates with the pagan holiday of the the turn of the seasons. Absolutely. And so I think it all meshes together well.
It does. It does. And I love Christmas. I absolutely adore the holiday. Well, we're hoping to be out before Christmas. We're hoping to be out toward the end of November, beginning of December. And the book will be available for purchase at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, some of the other online bookstores. And if they so desire, you can find it at the actual bookstores as well. You can at least order it through any bookstore.
So we can get it in hardcover, softcover, and download?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you can get it in Kindle. You'll be able to get it in Nook. There's 15 different ebook formats that it'll be in. Yeah, and softcover and hardcover. And you can get a free preview of the book before then. If you go to barebonesbook.com and click the free preview tab, all you have to do is put in your name and your email address, and you can download the first three chapters of the book, plus the prefaces and a short introduction that I put in there to introduce the preview.
So, also, if you go to barebonesbook.com, there's like a quiz. How much do you really know what's going on? I find the quiz is always interesting, and it's engaging. And of course, quickly after the book comes out and she's doing her launch and stuff, there'll be support groups and Facebook groups, and all that's going to morph quickly in our
yes,
world.
Yes, it will. Absolutely. There is a Facebook page now called Bare Bones Book, and you can get to it. There's a link to it from the barebonesbook.com. You can link to the Facebook page as well. And that's where you'll be getting information about how soon the book will be out, when it comes out, and any other adjunct activities that are put together for the celebration of the book.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for coming to be with us today and sharing Yeshua's message. And it always makes my heart sing for him to be hanging out. And it's the first time, I'm sure he hangs out with me all the time, but I like feel him hanging out with me today during the show. He's a little bit persnickety as far as like he likes things done right, even though he's laid back. He's such a sweet.
Indeed, he is a sweetheart. He is the perfect embodiment of love. I've never met a more loving, more compassionate, more empathetic person than Yeshua. And
right.
Thank you.
That's why no one understands how he could be a man. No, no, it is so beautiful. It really is. And it makes you love men and women and everybody and the whole male-female role, and how he partnered and how much he adored women in a society that didn't allow you to adore women, but he honored and embodied and appreciated them. There was no dogma, male dogma going on in Yeshua's world. I mean, they had their jobs, but not in a love way. There was no hierarchy
right.
in love.
Exactly. You know, the other interesting thing about the book, Carrie, is that he talks about the things that he did wrong or what he considers wrong. He talks about his foibles and the darknesses that he traveled into during his lifetime. It's very, very interesting.
I think that particular part of it, a lot of people will reject because he has to be perfect for them to worship him. So, For him to be normal, that's going to bring some people closer to him, and that's going to make some people just, turn it off because they can't take anymore. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yes, indeed. I understand that. And yet, for all of us, it's a beautiful message that it doesn't matter how many darknesses or mistakes or problems that we have created in our lifetimes, we can go just as far as he's gone.
I find it hopeful.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming, and we thank everyone at Transformation Talk Radio and everybody at WBLQ for allowing us to connect with you today. We thank all of our listeners. We'll see you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.